Hello, pervs and pervettes. This is your friendly neighborhood Bond girl. And I just wanted to say thank you. This is, first of all, I made a post just to say thank you for everyone who has supported me, everyone who has listened to my audios. Everyone who has commented on a post of mine or written me a private message or made a personal request. Thank you. I was going through a hard time, and GWA really helped me through that. Not just the fact that I felt desirable and wanted, but the fact that I met people and developed true friendships. Through the sub. And so really I can't thank you guys enough for what you have given me. This is kind of an announcement of an unofficial leave of absence. I know I haven't posted in a few weeks. It feels like longer. Feels like a lot longer, actually. It's weird how time tends to slow and quicken. It just depends on what's going on in your life, but in some ways, it feels like time has sped up. Like, it feels like. It feels like it's been months. It really does. Months. And at the same time, I have to look back and realize, wow, it's only been a few weeks. It really hasn't been that long, so I'm sure, you guys, haven't even missed me. It really hasn't been that long. And that's, it's boggling to me because the way that our minds work, you can perceive things one way, and then when you measure them up to how they really are, it's completely different. It's interesting. I know there have been studies where people, as they get older, perceive time differently. Things travel quicker and quicker. A year goes by like a month would for someone else. Anyway, enough of the philosophical talk. The reason why I'm making this post is, I kind of wanted to announce my unofficial leave of absence from GWA. And I guess this is now becoming official since I'm announcing it. I guess I needed some time to myself to regroup, just kind of figure things out and see what I really wanted. The community of GWA has been there for me. All of you people that that I've spoken with through comments, through responses to my posts, to private messages, everything, and especially to those who I've become true friends with. I consider some of you true friends that I will never forget. You've been there for me in a time where I didn't know I needed you. And I don't know if this was just a phase for me, or if this was an obsession or a hobby or what. enjoyed my time here, and I'm going to continue to enjoy my time here. I'm not saying that this is my retirement. This is by no means my retirement. I have had so much fun recording that I know I will continue to do so. But maybe I just need some time for myself. I overcommitted myself, I think. So that's on me. And I would like to apologize to those who, sincerely apologize, very much so, to those who I said that I would fulfill a private request, or those who made a public request, who I replied to and said that I would fulfill that request. And things kind of happened very quickly here for me in my head and in my heart. And I apologize to those people who I promised a recording and was unable to fulfill. That makes me feel very bad. I hate going back on promises. I hate it. I hate it. And I hope that I can go back and fill those requests. And I hope more than ever that someone else was able to fill those requests successfully. I know how emotional these requests can be. I had a request of mine fulfilled on Pillow Talk Audio, and it was a relief to me. It filled a place in my heart. I suppose temporarily just the audio filled a place in my heart, but I know that it can be so much more than that. And I think that's why I feel so bad about not being able to fulfill requests, is because I know that a request can mean so much more than just a sexual fantasy. And I know all of you lovely pervs and pervettes out there have these sexual requests and sexual fantasies that we need to have fulfilled. But I know that deep down, a lot of it is emotional too. A very wise person who I started speaking with and who I befriended very early on when I started GWA gave me a bit of advice, and it was that behind every single comment and every single listener, there's a real person with real emotions. And I think as a poster, especially once you start getting lots of comments and lots of requests, it's very easy to forget those things. Forget that there's someone behind those words on that web page. It's easy to forget that there's a person, a real person with real emotions, real wants and desires and real needs behind those words that you see. Those written words in font written on those pages. It's easy to forget that when you've got your own emotions. And So I think that's one reason why I'm kind of taking a step back from GWA, but you know what? Right now, there's an internet meme going through my head. I wish I knew how to quit you. don't know how to quit you, GWA. You've been there for me through a hard time, whether you know it or not. You made me feel desirable. You made me feel wanted. And the community was open and honest and accepting. And you helped me build my confidence back up to where it should be. And Tina, I also have a message. I don't know if anyone's listening at this point, but I have a message to those of you who have posted and you're not quite sure if this is the thing for you. You may not have gotten many responses, you may not have gotten oh my goodness, you may not have gotten, oh good Lord. It's obviously quite late for me and I need to get up in a few hours. You may not have gotten many upvotes and comments, many private messages, and you may be feeling discouraged. And I know I've said this in a few other, maybe a questionnaire or two. I always try to listen to those. It's been a couple of weeks since I have. Again, it feels like so much longer. I guess on the internet, time passes so much quicker. But you may not feel like people are listening to you and people are appreciating you, and you are appreciated. I always try to listen to those who are new and who are just venturing out because I know what it's like to be them. Especially you male posters. I have met quite a few of you and spoken with you who are unsure whether or not this is what you should be doing. You doubt yourself. Again, because of the lack of PMs, the lack of upvotes, the lack of listens, and I want you all to know you are sexy. You are so sexy. The fact that you have the balls to record yourself doing something so intimate, that is fucking hot, first of all. It's fucking sexy. And just the fact that not only would you record that, but that you would share that with strangers. That's incredible to me. Something so intimate. Your masturbation can be incredibly intimate. That's the time when you share your most personal fantasies that you wouldn't even share with anyone else. Your most personal thoughts, fantasies, desires, wants, and needs. No one else knows what's going on in your head. And yet you're doing it for us. You're sharing it with us. That is so hot. So please, don't be discouraged. Share with us those wants and needs. I know that there are always at least maybe five or less very popular men on GWA. And I want you to know that you do have listeners. You do have women who listen to you, or men, if you so desire. I'm sure you have men as well listening to you who are thinking, wow, that's hot. Please don't give up. Please don't. Keep sharing. We need posters like you. We need you. And to those who listen to these posters, please consider their point of view. Upvote them. Comment above all. Comment, for God's sake. Comment on their posts. You like something, you tell them. I mean, think about if you were posting. Every little word matters. You tell someone, oh, that was so fucking hot. Think about how you would feel if someone said that to you. So I don't want all, any of you listeners, whether you're, just, whether you're lurkers or your posters or anything in between, I want you to remember what it was like or to think about what it would be like to make your first post, to record yourself, and think about that for these people who are being so brave to post something. Whether they're doing it for themselves or not, it takes so much courage. It takes balls to be able to post something like that. And I want you to upvote. I want you to comment. I want you to PM and tell them, Jesus fucking Christ, you are sexy. Because they are and you know it. It takes 5 seconds. Just do it. Because even if it's just, that was so hot, less than 5 seconds it takes you to do that, and you have made someone's day. So I want everyone to think about that. Again, whether you're a poster, a lurker, or anything in between, just think about that. Less than 5 seconds, that's all it takes. It really doesn't take much time at all to consider these people. Because I will tell you what, I have made posts and I have made comments and people have responded to me or made comments on my posts, and it will be the one thing in my day that will bring a smile to my face. So please consider that. So, I guess to bring this all around, after I've rambled for more than 15 minutes, which I apologize for, I never anticipated this ramble to go quite so long. Thank you. Thank you, thank you, thank you. to anyone who has ever listened to me, who has ever PM'd me, who has ever commented on any of my posts, thank you for the support. And of course, I'm sure I'll be back. I can't stay away from you guys. And you will still be able to find me. I'm going to keep this account active, I promise. I am still checking my messages. Things have been quite busy, unfortunately, with work, so I've been unable to respond to messages for the past week or so. We have the year's fucking biggest event. God damn, it's exhausting. I've just not been catching up on my sleep. I'm about to catch up some more in a little bit. So please, I'm not abandoning you. I'm not leaving you, I promise. I'm still here. I will respond to messages as soon as I can. I may not check this account as frequently as I once did. But I'm still here. I promise. I'm still here. I may not come back to GWA as a poster for a while. I'm sure I will come back. You know, I can't stay away. You know I can't stay away. Oh, GWA. You've got me hooked. But in the meantime, and I would love to keep posting, and I'm sure I will, in places such as our recordings. And, you know, I'd really like to get started in places like our Read to Me. So, and, of course, obviously, a special place in my heart for Pillow Talk Audio. I love everyone there. And I love making those recordings. Those are very special to me. So, I hope you're still listening to this ramble. because I guess I left the important stuff to the end. So I'm sorry about that. I hope this is a good start to your week. Maybe. I don't know. I guess this is what I get for having a few drinks on a Sunday night before work. Ah. GWA, you're awesome. Keep being awesome. Keep listening. Keep upvoting. Keep perving. And y'all are great. Love y'all.